Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, January 6th. You'll be interested to know. 50 years ago, today in 1974, in a bid to conserve energy during an oil crisis, daylight saving time commenced several months early in the United States and was intended to last over a year. However, the initiative faced significant unpopularity, leading to a subsequent amendment of its duration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 4 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:27 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:13. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Monday with temperatures reaching a high near 28, accompanied by a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 17 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 10 with a high tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 43 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 29 and a brisk northwest wind. Wednesday stays sunny with a high near 28. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy with lows around 15 to 22. By Friday, look for a warmer high near 37 with gentle winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, a rare silver coin minted in 1652 in colonial Boston has been sold for over $2,500,000. Discovered in an antique cabinet in Amsterdam 8 years ago, this small coin, about the size of a nickel, bears the initials for New England, representing their defiance against British rule. Very few of these coins have survived, making it a significant historical artifact. The auction lasted 12 minutes, and the final bid reached $2,520,000, setting a record for American coins minted before the United States Mint was established in 1792. Now on to sports. The 2024 NFL regular season has concluded, setting the stage for an exciting playoff journey. The Kansas City Chiefs lead the AFC, boasting an impressive record of 15 wins and 2 losses. Last night, the Detroit Lions clinched the NFC's top seed after a commanding victory over the Minnesota Vikings, who fell to 14-3. With a score of 31-9 on Sunday Night Football. Jahmyr Gibbs was unstoppable, scoring 4 touchdowns, including 3 in the second half, while Detroit's defense held strong despite Jared Goff's uncharacteristic 2 interceptions. Sam Darnold struggled, completing just 44% of his passes. Saturday afternoon kicks off Wild Card Weekend, starting with Chargers at Texans on CBS. With the Chargers favored by 3. The late game is Steelers at Ravens on Amazon Prime Video, where the Ravens are favored by 9.5. Sunday's early game features Broncos at Bills on CBS, with the Bills favored by 9. Midday has Packers at Eagles on Fox, with the Eagles favored by 4.5. The late game is Commanders at Buccaneers on NBC. With the Bucs favored by 3.5. On Monday night, it's Vikings at Rams on ESPN, with the Vikings favored by 2.5. in local sports. Yesterday, the Pats ended their season with a slap in the face to Robert Kraft and the Patriot Nation by winning a meaningless game and losing the number one overall draft pick. After the game, head coach Gerard Mayo was fired, which was presumably decided before the game took place. Last night, the Celtics stumbled against the Thunder, losing 105-92 at the Paycom Center. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led with 33 points and 11 rebounds, steering Oklahoma City to their franchise-record 15th straight victory. Jason Tatum contributed 26 points for the Seas. Boston now stands at 26-10, while the Thunder are 36-5. Tomorrow night, the Celtics face the Denver Nuggets, who are 20-14, on the road at Ball Arena. Also last night, the New York Islanders squeaked by the Bruins 5-4 in overtime at the Garden. David Pasternak's two-goal effort wasn't enough to secure the win. Despite a valiant fight, Bo Horvat's overtime goal sealed Boston's fate. The Bees now stand at 20-17-5. Tomorrow night, the Bruins take on the Edmonton Oilers in Beantown. In top news, as the new year approaches, many Americans set personal health and fitness goals. However, according to Gallup, about 80% of these resolutions are abandoned by mid-February. To ensure your fitness commitment sticks in 2025, consider specific tactics. Start with a longer-term, obtainable goal, such as a 5-kilometer race. Schedule your workouts in advance, treating them as unmissable appointments. Use visual cues to remind you of your commitment and track your progress, even simply by checking off completed workouts. Ultimately, make exercise part of your identity, transforming it into a non-negotiable aspect of your life. In business news, an Asian American venture capitalist has filed a lawsuit against PayPal, claiming illegal discrimination after her application was overlooked for a funding program aimed at supporting minority startups. The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Manhattan, alleges that PayPal's $100 million initiative favored Black and Latino-owned investment funds, leaving out applicants like Nisha Desai, the founder of Andev Capital. Desai's attorney stated, PayPal discriminated against Ms. Desai based on her race, emphasizing the contradiction to the program's intended purpose. PayPal has not commented on the pending litigation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 98,000. Ethereum is just over 3,600. And Goetze's Maximus is about 54 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Exciting news from southern England, where a remarkable discovery has been made. A team of over 100 researchers from the universities of Birmingham and Oxford has uncovered dinosaur footprints dating back 166 million years. Found at Dewar's Farm Quarry in Oxfordshire, the tracks include around 200 footprints along 5 distinct trails. Paleontologists believe these tracks provide valuable insights into dinosaur size and speed. The longest trackway measures nearly 500 feet, revealing that the massive, long-necked, herbivorous sauropods and the ferocious, carnivorous Megalosaurus coexisted in this ancient environment. entertainment news. A new photograph of Jack Nicholson has surfaced, marking the first time he has been seen in almost 2 years. The actor, who has kept public appearances rare since his last film in 2010, was spotted with his daughter, Lorraine Nicholson, in front of a bookcase filled with black and white photographs and Hollywood awards, including Oscars. Nicholson is the most nominated male performer in Oscar history, with 12 nominations and 3 wins. While he has not officially retired, a friend mentioned he prefers solitude to acting. Meanwhile, his son, Ray Nicholson, has continued to pursue his acting career. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French writer, Jules Renard. And he said, "Everything you want is out there waiting for you to ask. Everything you want also wants you. But you have to take action to get it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.